Summary of annual report and accounts for My Vision Oxfordshire Limited for the year ending 31st of March 2023. The full name of the charity is My Vision Oxfordshire Limited. The governing document is the Memorandum and Articles of Association. The registered company number is 074-65300. The charity registration number is 114056. The chief executive is Mark Upton. Trustees and company directors during 2022-23 are Professor Adrian Hill, President, Mr. Guy Lawful, Chair, Mr. Julian Bagwell, Vice Chair, Mr. Robin Birch, Treasurer, Mrs. Margaret Simpson, Mr. Simon Cruden, Mrs. Yvonne Rainey, Mr. Gurjeet Jutley, who stepped down in October 2022, Mrs. Janet Johnson, Mrs. Anna Driver, who was co-opted in March 2023, and Ms. Anita Lightstone, who was also co-opted in March 2023. The registered office is Bradbury Lodge, Gordon Woodward Way, Oxford, OX1 4XL. The independent examiner is Nicola Cadwallader, FCCA, of David Cadwallader and Co. Limited. Structure, governance and management of My Vision Oxfordshire. 1. The organisation of the charity. My Vision Oxfordshire was established in 1877, since which time it has a proud record of service and support for blind and partially sighted people throughout the county of Oxfordshire, and this continues to be its aim. The charity also became a company in April 2011. Its patrons are the Countess of Macclesfield and Moira Darlington, Deputy Lieutenant of Oxfordshire, who joined in March 2023. The president is Professor Adrian Hill. The company limited by guarantee was set up in 2011 in the name of Oxfordshire Association for the Blind, company number 074-65300, and registered with the Charity Commission as a charity under the registration number 114056. After that year end, on 1st of April 2011, the funds of the existing charity were transferred to the charitable company. This had been agreed at an extraordinary general meeting on the 23rd of March 2011. On 11th of April 2022, by way of special resolution, the charity changed its name to My Vision Oxfordshire and was accepted by Companies House and the Charity Commission on the 29th of April 2022. 2. Governance. The Board of Trustees governs the charity and delegates day-to-day management of the charity to the Chief Executive. The Board of Trustees meet with the Chief Executive 4 times per year and as necessary. The Articles of Association allow for a minimum of 3 trustees and a maximum of 10. 1/3 of the trustees retire at each annual general meeting, but are eligible to be re-elected, and trustees are elected at the annual general meeting. During the year, the Board of Trustees may co-opt other trustees, but the total number of trustees must not exceed 10. The Board regularly reviews the skills and experiences of the Board members. When gaps are identified, a recruitment process begins. A panel made up of at least 2 trustees and the Chief Executive review applications and interview candidates to present to the Board for approval. Objectives and strategy. The charitable objective of My Vision Oxfordshire as set out in the governing document, and its main aim is to support and promote the independence of blind and partially sighted people within the area of benefit in any manner which now is or hereafter may be deemed by law to be charitable. The area of operation is Oxfordshire. The trustees have complied with their duty to have due regard to the guidance on public benefit published by the Charity Commission in exercising their powers and duties. The board and their staff have long recognised the need for a comprehensive and coherent strategy in a changing community. Currently, the areas of focus are creating a stable long-term platform of funding sufficient to enable my vision to support the baseline set of services and to reach a satisfactory level of reserves. Extending my vision's geographical reach within Oxfordshire in order to reach a broader base of clients. Moving to a position of being recognised as a key provider of services to those with visual impairment in Oxfordshire. And expanding the range of services offered to people in Oxfordshire with visual impairment. Our objectives for 2022 to 2027 are to be actively connected with 7,000 people throughout Oxfordshire, providing skills and support to help them thrive in the modern world. This will be achieved with the following key priorities. Identity. Form a new name, brand, values and identity shared by our staff, trustees, volunteers and clients. Community. Provide greater outreach into the wider community, such that services are shared across Oxfordshire, both in rural and urban areas. The Resource Centre is a hub and resource to reach out and engage with people within their own community. Technology. Ensure visually impaired people have the training and knowledge to get online, connect and use tech to their full potential. Well-being. Provide the right support through counselling, befriending, social and sports activities, ensuring people are living healthy and active lives. The three key objectives carried out through 2022-23 have been the change of name from Oxfordshire Association for the Blind to My Vision Oxfordshire, the launch and establishment of the Community Engagement Project in South Oxfordshire and Oxford City, and securing funding for the Get Online, Get Connected project. The future. The organisation aims for 2023-24 are to continue to grow the Community Engagement Project, this year reaching into the Vale of the White Horse district. The organisation was successful in securing funding from the National Lottery Community Fund for 2023-27. The funding will support a new project called Get Online, Get Connected. This project aims to help support blind and visually impaired people to get online and use the internet with confidence. The organisation will also continue to provide its vital services and ensure funding is secured to support this. Volunteers. The association relies on the help of over 90 volunteers who make home visits, contribute to technology training, send out the newsletter, help in the office, pick up and count collection boxes, and run social groups. Their contribution is invaluable and hugely appreciated. Staff. The staff team brings a wide range of valued expertise and experience to supporting people with visual impairments and their carers, as well as other professionals and agencies, with a wide variety of concerns and queries. The team works closely with our partners in the health, education, social care and charity sectors to pursue an improved quality of life for people living with sight loss in Oxfordshire and for their carers. Financial review. Investment Policy. The Association held investments valued at the 31st of March 2023 at £91,760. In 2022, this value was £98,364. There has been a small loss in the valuation of holdings over the last 12 months, mainly due to the volatility in the market. However, this financial year is showing signs of a recovery, and these investments are long-term. The dividend received was £4,962 for this financial year, and last year it was £2,524. Reserves Policy. The Association plans to hold free reserves to cover 6 months of expenditure, excluding depreciation, to ensure that it is able to meet its objectives in the medium term. At the 31st of March 2023, the value of freely available unrestricted reserves was £246,427. In 2022, this was £203,135, which meets the policy. Risk Management. The trustees regularly review the major risks which the charity faces, and systems are in place to mitigate these risks while ensuring that the needs of My Vision Oxfordshire continue to be met. Risk assessments are carried out as required, and a register is maintained to monitor these risks. A major part of risk management from now on arises from the consequences, general and financial, of the COVID-19 pandemic and other financial impacts. Financial statements. The financial statements comply with the current statutory requirements, being the Statement of Recommended Practice, or SORP, applicable to charities preparing their accounts in accordance with the Financial Reporting Standard 102, effective from the 1st of January 2015, with Update Bulletin 1 and the Association's governing documents. Unrestricted funds. The net surplus, after transfers and revaluation of investments on unrestricted funds for the year 2022-23, was £40,394, in 2022 a net surplus of £28,422. Increased emphasis on fundraising led to a number of successful grant applications. The intention remains to diversify and increase the association's sources of income to reduce the risk of damage when individual sources fail. Unrestricted funds. The net surplus after transfers and revaluation of investments on unrestricted funds for the year 2022-23 was £40,394, compared to 2022, where it was £28,422. Increased emphasis on fundraising led to a number of successful grant applications. The intention remains to diversify and increase the association's sources of income to reduce the risk of damage when individual sources fail. Unrestricted funding pays for basics like overheads and staff, and tends, though essential, to be unattractive to donors. Raising such funds is therefore a particularly difficult task. Designated funds. Included in the freely available cash reserves of £246,427, the trustees have designated £60,047 to community engagement within the Vale of Whitehorse district. This was a generous donation received from the closure of the Good Lakes Blind Charity. Also, there is balance of £52,000 to go towards the community engagement project. Restricted funds. The net deficit after transfers on restricted funds for the year was £46,051. In 2022, this was £7,043. Comparison to year 2021-22. It is noted that during the year under report, our expenditure exceeded income before legacies by £65,552 and in the prior year by £30,609. The trustees' aim is to ensure the association's income is level to expenditure before legacies, allowing for better planning and sustainability. Legacies are vital to the association's work and should be used to fund expansion across services rather than support our core work. The fundraising strategy is to focus on multi-year grants followed by larger trusts while continuing to build other income streams. 2022-23 had a slow start with raising funds, primarily due to the formation of a new team and the change of name, which took up time and resources. Fundraising picked up later in the year, which enabled us to start 2023-24 with a solid funding base, including a large four-year grant from the National Lottery Community Fund. In summary, the total deficit in the year, taking restricted and unrestricted funds together, was £5,656 compared to, in 2022, a surplus of £21,380. Together with balances brought forward of £753,972, the total of the association's funds at 31st of March 2023 was £748,315, of which £477,590 was held in tangible fixed assets, principally Bradbury Lodge. The association has sufficient unrestricted reserves to meet its reserves policy.